4 years ago, there was a lot of excitement about the Democratic caucus here in Idaho. Too much, it turned out, for the party to handle. More than 23,000 voters cast ballots, and Ada County had the biggest caucus in U.S. history. But that meant voters like Tallahassee Brooks had to wait for hours in downtown Boise.
There were already huge lines, and it was pretty hard to even tell where the end of the line was. I mean, they wrapped around city blocks.
Multiple blocks.
Yes, it was crazy.
What caused the mess? Unlike a primary where voters just cast a ballot at a polling place, at a caucus, supporters of one candidate try to convince others to join their side. Voters have to gather in one place at one time. The process can take hours. Jordan Morales, a district chair for the Idaho Democrats, says back in 2016, no one was prepared for the long wait, and eventually, people started getting hungry.
There was a gentleman going up the line with a stack of Little Caesars pizzas, selling them for like $10, like double the price he bought them for.
Because of the debacle, Idaho scrapped their caucus in favor of a primary. Critics of caucuses say the inconvenience keeps voters away. Jesse Maldonado, the political director of the Idaho Democratic Party, told Boise State Public Radio last week that scrapping the caucus was a no-brainer.
It cost the state party money, and it cost people a lot of time. And it ultimately, we boiled it down to, it was really disenfranchising.
Still, Morales, the district chair, says some people might miss the voter interaction, but not him.
I think that there are a few people that probably will miss out on that opportunity.
But it doesn't sound like you're missing the caucus or feeling too nostalgic about it.
You know, it was fun to be able to say I was part of the biggest caucus, but yeah, I would never do that again.
Polls will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for both the Democratic and Republican primaries. Yep, there's a Republican primary too. Heath Druzin, Boise State, Public Radio News.